Friends, welcome. Come on in. We're going to get started. Come, all you weary, come, all you thirsty, come to the But Ernie, I got some music in my monitor. It's really weird. It's not the song we just sang.
Want me to sing?
Is it my keyboard?
That's good.
Okay.
I thought I had to sing. Here's the announcements for March the 10th. If you would like to give today, there is an offering box that you can put your tithes in. Another way to give is through e-transfers with the church's email address, mournvillealliance@shaw.ca. Our children's nursery and ARC Sunday School will be dismissed after the singing time this morning. Sunday school for age 4 to grade 5 and nursery infant to 3 years old. We continue to look for ARC teachers. There is a sign-up sheet at the Welcome Center. Youth group is on Wednesday, 7 to 8:30 at the church. Thank you for those who helped out at Brian Hassan's celebration of life yesterday. Good Friday is March 29th this year, and we will be doing a shared service with the Father's House Church at their facility. The service will be at 10:30 a.m. Our next Soup and Pie Sunday will be on April the 7th. If you'd like prayer today, there will be people stationed in the back corner that will pray for you. Thank you.
Would you please stand? We'll just continue with our music worship. I was out last night at a concert. It was fun and it was secular. And I got thinking this morning about how, you know, we ought not let the world outdo us in our enthusiasm when it comes to praising the Lord. So, yeah, just keep that in mind. Like, if you've ever been at a concert and you got into the hype, maybe it's time to get into the hype because Jesus is so worthy. There's no reason to hold back for him, right?
Lord Almighty, my soul longs and thee
Yes, Lord Jesus, we just pray that you would build your kingdom here, first and foremost in our own hearts and in our community, and then in the greater community, Lord, because you always work from the inside out. So we say to collectively have your way, Lord, and Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Thank you so much. Amen. Kids, you're now free to go to Sunday school, and you can greet each other as you will.
Good morning. When Isaiah the prophet comes, he says, when the Messiah comes, you'll see these things. The lame will be healed, the captive will be set free, the poor the gospel will be preached to. It was when Jesus comes and starts doing these incredible things in people's lives, it was meant to be a foretaste of yet what is to come on a permanent way in eternity. And so as we sang earlier, we say, come Holy Spirit, come in our lives, in our world. We're going to use Colossians to guide our prayers. Let's pray. In adoration in Colossians 1 verse 15 to 16, it says that Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. He existed before anything was created and is supreme over all creation. For through him, God created everything in the heavenly realms and on earth. He made things that we can see and things we can't see, such as thrones, kingdoms, rulers, authorities in the unseen world. Everything was created through him and for him. As people who were created by Christ and for Christ, let us come before him in worship of his perfection and goodness. Let us bow before the one who holds all things together. Confession. Paul warns in verse 23 of chapter 1, but you must continue to believe this truth and stand firmly in it. Don't drift away from the assurance you received when you heard the good news. We've been saved and filled and brought to live by this life to this good news of Christ living in us. Yet we're distracted people, often looking to this world. Confess before Christ the times this week that you've drifted away, seeking assurance and comfort and pleasure from the world instead of Christ. Thank you for the forgiveness of sins. Thanksgiving, Colossians 1, 11 to 14. It reminds us of the immense riches that we have poured out upon us because of the work of Christ in our lives. We also pray that you'd be strengthened with all his glorious power so you have all the endurance and patience you need. May you be filled with joy, always thanking the Father. He's enabled you to share in this inheritance that belongs to his people who live in the light. For he has rescued us from the kingdom of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Let us come with thankful hearts for all that he's done and is doing through us. Thank you, Jesus, that you're our spiritual bread. Supplication. Paul admonishes the Colossians with these words. Devote yourself to prayer with an alert mind and a thankful heart. Bring your requests before the God who listens, the God who loves us, the God who is merciful and good. We pray for Carolyn and Roland, for Morgan and Patrick and their family, Corrine and Isaac's family, for Lou and Harold, Monique and Wilfred, for Rita, for Chirac and Jamin's family, for Tammy's family, for Brad and Terry Lynn and their family, Cynthia and Jill's, Shannon and Cam, some of the places around the world, Somalia, South Africa, Ukraine, Iran, Sudan, Israel, Gaza, we pray for peace. For Canada and the United States, we pray for healing in our land. And then all the unspoken requests, the things that are greater than our ability to rescue, save, and heal, things only you can do, we pray you come and do this for us, our good and loving God. As a community of Jesus followers that's growing together in faith, hope, and love, let us pray together as Jesus has taught us, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. We're now going to have this morning's scripture reading.
Good morning. Romans chapter 12, first 13 verses. Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. For through the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think, but to think so as to have sound judgment, as God has allotted to each a measure of faith. For just as we have many members in one body, and all the members do not have the same function, so we, who are many, are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another. Since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, each of us is to exercise them accordingly. If prophecy, according to the proportion of his faith. If service, in his serving, or he who teaches, in his teaching, or he who exhorts, in his exhortation, he who gives, with liberality, he who leads, with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil, cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Give preference to one another in honor, not lagging behind in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, persevering in tribulation, devoted to prayer, contributing to the needs of the saints, practicing hospitality.